Gracious and loving God, we pray that you would open the eyes of our hearts that we may see you. Amen. Never has it happened that someone has opened the eyes of a man born blind, nor of a fish either. In the Rio Grande, the big river of Mexico, lives a species of fish called Astyanax mexicanus. These are thin silver fish about 5 inches long, and most Astyanax mexicanus are unremarkable. They are born like other fish. They swim and feed. They have little fish children. But a few of them are remarkable because they are born blind. They live in caves deep under the river where no light reaches. They are born in darkness. They spend their whole lives swimming, feeding, and having little fish children in darkness. They are born with their eyes unformed because they don't need eyes. And if they had eyes, I suppose they would not know it, because no light would ever reach them. They do have eye-shaped hollows on their faces, inside which are embryonic, half-formed eyeballs that do not see. But recently, a biologist from the University of Maryland captured some of these little fish and placed artificial lenses in their unseeing eyes. She reports that after 2 months, the adult fish developed large restored eyes with a distinct pupil, cornea, and iris. In addition, the retina of the restored eyes developed photoreceptor cells. Now, these fish do not yet see because they haven't developed the necessary nerve connections between the retina and the brain. But even this, the biologists speculate, might be possible. They hope to give sight to a fish born blind. Let us imagine the life of such a fish. We will call him Asti, and he is a blind fish living in a dark cave. But he doesn't know that he is blind. The whole idea of light is meaningless to him. Still, he is a happy little fish. One day, Asti is captured by a biologist. She scoops him up in a net, puts him in a little aquarium, and flies him far away to a laboratory at a university. Asti is fed and cared for, and one day the scientist does funny things to his little fish face. And then things begin to happen. Asti develops a new sense for which he has no words. He has always been able to smell and to feed and to taste and to hear, but now he can do something completely new. Unprecedented, he begins to see. Asti remembers, as a child, he was told stories about a strange ability called seeing. It was a kind of supernatural power, like being able to hear with your nose or taste with your fins. The stories say that long, long ago, all fish had this amazing fifth sense, but somehow it disappeared. The adult fish, well, they say these are just stories for children. God created his fish with 4 good senses, they say: hearing, smelling, tasting, and feeling. And why should a fish need any more than that? But the little fish, they wonder. They whisper among themselves, maybe something has disappeared from our lives, because they sense in themselves the capacity for a larger life, a more beautiful life. And Asti, now swimming around in his aquarium at the laboratory, he knows that the old stories are true. This fifth sense called seeing, it's happening to him. There is light and color and space that enters in through his new eyes. There are all kinds of sensations for which he, as yet, has no words, but he's learning quickly. It's very exciting to learn how to see, but also tiring. And so when Asti wants to sleep, he closes his brand new eyes and rests in the comfortable darkness he has always known. But when he is feeling brave, he opens his new eyes. And again it happens, there is light and color and shadow and space and movement. It's wonderful. Asti has always been able to feel warmth, But now he can see the great light in the sky, where the warmth comes from. It's like seeing God, Asti thinks, the one who created all the fish. Asti is very happy with his new eyes, but sometimes he feels lonely. And one day, the woman who runs the laboratory, she noticed Asti looking sad. And so she booked the two of them a flight back to Mexico. She put him in a little aquarium, and as the plane was flying, she held the aquarium up to the window so that Asti could see the clouds. And now he was a flying fish who could see. It's almost too much for him. Almost. And the woman carries him to the bank of the Rio Grande, and after saying goodbye, she spills Asti out of his aquarium into his home waters. She cries a little and says goodbye, but Asti is very happy. It's great to be home. Like the old fish say, there's no water like home water. Asti swims around, both seeing and feeling the warmth of the sun, and soon, for the first time in his life, he can see other fish who look just like him. They also have eyes and can see. And this is very exciting, because now Asti can talk to someone about this great thing called seeing. He tells them his story about how he was born in darkness and he lived in darkness, and one day he was caught and carried away and given new eyes. I once was blind, he says, but now I see. But the other fish don't believe him. Yes, they say, we have heard about the cave fish, the ones that God has punished, the ones that have no eyes. Aren't you glad you're not one of them, they said. But I am one of them, Asti says. I am a cave fish. Nonsense, the other fish say. Cave fish are blind, and you are not blind, therefore you are not a cave fish. It's logical. Well, that sounds logical, Asti admits, and yet it is not true. Nor is it true that the cave fish are punished by God. God loves us, as he loves all the fish. It's just that we don't have eyes. I don't know why that is, that we should be born blind, but that's how it is. Except for me, of course. I once was blind, but now I see. And isn't it wonderful, isn't it great to be able to see? But the other fish do not believe, Asti. Never since the seas were filled, they say, never since the rivers have run, has someone opened the eyes of a fish born blind. Asti is disappointed. It's true, he tells them, that you can see with your eyes, as I now can. But perhaps you are blind in other ways. For you know, there is a great world outside us and above us, where all things are possible. And there is a light even greater than the sun, you know. It is God himself, who loves all his fish and wants all of us to see him and to know him and to love him. We should always thank him for giving us light and for giving us eyes to see the light. But the other fish are not listening. They flip their fins at Asti, which is a very rude thing for one fish to do to another fish, and they swim away. Asti is sad for a while, but then he thinks, well, it'll be great to go home and meet my old friends and tell them of my adventures. They will believe me. So Asti swims down deep into the dark caverns of the river. His new eyes are no help to him here, but he can smell the way home. And when he gets there, he shouts out, hello, my friends, it's me, Asti, I'm home, and I can see. You can what? They ask. I can see, Asti says, I can see light now. You remember the old stories that thrilled us when we were small, the stories of the great world beyond, the world of light and color, movement and space. The brightness that is for the eyes, what heat is for the skin, you know, light. But his old friends reply, there is no such thing as light. There are no such thing as eyes. Those were stories for when we were children. And we are too old for such stories now. You yourself, you are obviously not a child. What did you say your name was again? I am Asti, our hero says. You know me. I was born here. We grew up together, here, in the darkness. But the other fish reply, what is this darkness you speak about? It is a nonsense word, like light. We have outgrown these childish ideas. Listen, Asti tells them, I have been away for a long time, but now I'm back, and I have good news for you and for all the fish. There really is a great, wonderful world outside and above us, and there is light there and color and beauty. And though I will always love the darkness, I think now I cannot live in darkness only. But Asti's friends are not listening. Go away, they tell him, and when you have put away your childish ideas, you can come back. And Asti says, okay, I will go away for a while, because I long to see the light again. Yet I don't want to leave you forever, for you are my kin. And so it was that every Sunday morning, Asti would wake up early and swim upwards to see the light. He would feel his eyes open wide once more. He would revolve his body near the surface of the water to feel the sun warm him all over. And he would sing a little song that he made up. O gracious light that warms my fins, I praise you as the day begins. May all the fishes of the sea sing praise to you eternally. Every Sunday morning by himself, Asti would swim and sing and praise. He was alone, but he never felt lonely. He felt himself living in the light, and he felt the light living in him. And when Asti had stored in his eyes as much light as they could hold, he would swim back down into the darkness again. And so he spent his life. Asti became a kind of prophet among the fishes, both to those who were blind and to those who thought they could see all things. To those in darkness, he never ceased talking about the light, how lovely and comforting and strengthening it was. It was the young fish that understood him best. To those who lived in the light, he always reminded them how lucky they were. He said that they should praise God always for giving them light and for giving them eyes to see the light. And he said, if ever you should forget to praise God for his light, well, that would be a terrible blindness indeed. Asti lived a long life for a fish. Like all prophets, he was sometimes sad, but he knew a strength within himself that came from beyond himself. He grew to be peaceful beyond the reach of happiness or unhappiness. He knew about light and he knew about darkness. And when he was a very old fish and the final darkness settled over his eyes, Asti felt his whole body filled with light. And God took him to himself forever and forever. The end. Amen.